This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It being December, this was the last Fed meeting of the year. It's also, as it happens, that time on the calendar when all those dictionaries come out with their words of the year. The Oxford English Dictionary, I'm sure you've heard this, went with Riz, which, okay, I guess. Dictionary.com had hallucinate. Hello, ChatGPT. Merriam-Webster chose authentic, another nod to AI. But what if the Fed had a word of the year for 2023? That one utterance that sums up the big themes in monetary policy this year. What would it be? What should it be? Marketplace's Matt Levin made some calls.
If we went back to last January, the likely contender for Fed word of the year was probably pain. Inflation was over 6%. The Fed was still raising rates fast and furiously. And pretty much every forecaster you talked to was some cross of Debbie Downer and Paul Revere. A recession is coming. A recession is coming. So, for economist Skanda Armanath at Employ America,
my 2023 word of the year for the Fed is fortunate.
Fortunate, a.k.a. a little lucky.
Jay Powell was saying there will be pain. There's going to be pain. We've got to see slower growth. We've got to see some higher unemployment. We didn't get any of that stuff, but we did get the lower inflation.
Not to diminish the Fed, but it really helped that consumers still had leftover pandemic savings, that the Silicon Valley Bank fiasco wasn't worse, that energy prices really didn't go haywire. Olu Sinola at Fitch Ratings agrees a lot of luck was involved, but he has a different word Jay Powell would probably prefer.
Persistence. They have been very, very persistent with their messaging. They want to get inflation back down to 2%.
Sinola says, unfortunately, you could also still call inflation a bit persistent. We're not at that 2% target yet. That very tricky last mile will have to wait for next year. I asked Julie Smith at Lafayette College for her best guess for the Fed's 2024 word of the year.
Thinking about 2024, the word that comes to mind about the Fed and monetary policy is normalization. We are going to have to move policy back to a more normal level, moving from this restrictive monetary policy that we have right now.
Today, the Fed suggested they'll start to move in that direction. As for my 2024 word of the year, halvesies. As in, hey, you want to go halvesies when we eat out? It's still pretty expensive. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.